Have you ever wondered why traffic jams appear out of nowhere? Or why financial markets crash despite sophisticated prediction models? What if I told you that these seemingly unrelated phenomena share fundamental patterns that could revolutionize how we understand everything from cancer treatment to terrorism prevention? This is the promise of complexity science, a field that might trigger the next wave of scientific breakthroughs across medicine, biology, economics, and sociology. Neil Johnson's groundbreaking work has been praised by luminaries from multiple disciplines, with Bill Gates reportedly keeping a copy on his nightstand. As The Economist noted, Johnson's exploration of complexity may well become the scientific framework that defines the 21st century. Complexity science examines what happens when multiple objects interact while competing for limited resources. Unlike merely complicated systems, like making a pizza by following steps in sequence, complex systems involve interconnected tasks where each step depends on others' progress. Consider a hospital emergency room, where doctors, nurses, and staff must constantly adjust their actions based on incoming patients, available resources, and the shifting priorities of critical cases. This dynamic interplay exemplifies complexity in institutional settings. At its core, complexity involves competition, whether for food, space, energy, power, or wealth. When objects compete, they form crowds with profound consequences. Financial market crashes occur when sellers suddenly crowd the market competing for buyers, as witnessed during the 2008 financial crisis when panic selling created a devastating domino effect. Traffic jams emerge when too many commuters compete for limited road space, particularly visible in major cities during rush hour where slight disruptions can cascade into gridlock. Internet overloads during major events, regional power blackouts, and even geopolitical conflicts follow similar patterns of cascading effects. What makes these phenomena fascinating is that they arise without central coordination. No one orchestrates a specific traffic jam by directing individual drivers. These emergent phenomena self-organize without an invisible hand. They carry tremendous power, from cultural tsunamis like the rapid spread of social media platforms to economic bubbles like the dot-com boom and cryptocurrency surges. The viral nature of TikTok dances or internet memes demonstrate how complex behaviors can emerge organically from millions of individual decisions. This self-organization extends beyond humans to animals, ant trails, bird flocks, biological systems, immune responses, and even machine collectives. Ant colonies can find optimal paths to food sources without any single ant understanding the complete route. Starling murmurations create breathtaking aerial displays through simple individual rules. NASA researchers are exploring how swarms of simple robots might explore planets more effectively than single sophisticated machines, using principles observed in natural systems. Consider a shopping mall example. If you drop a $100 bill, a coordinated search team might struggle to find it, but individuals competing selfishly for the reward will likely locate it quickly. This same principle applies to machine collectives searching for rocks on planetary surfaces or autonomous vehicles navigating through cities. The competitive nature of individual agents often leads to more efficient outcomes than centrally planned solutions. The holy grail of complexity science is understanding, predicting, and controlling these emergent phenomena, especially catastrophic events. Are market crashes, social upheavals, or climate tipping points predictable? Or do they appear without warning? Can we develop early warning systems for societal shifts like political polarization or technological disruptions? These questions drive researchers to develop new mathematical models and analytical tools, seeking patterns in the seeming chaos of complex systems. Why do our desks, offices, and schedules naturally tend toward disorganization? Simply put, disorder rules. Consider organizing files in an office. With just two files, A and B, there are only two possible arrangements. If someone rearranges them, restoring order is simple. But add just one more file, and complexity explodes to six possible arrangements. The pattern becomes clear. For n files, there are n factorial possible arrangements. 4 files, 24 arrangements. 5 files, 120 arrangements. 10 files, over 3.6 million arrangements. This demonstrates how quickly disorder takes over. If your boss carefully arranged 10 files before your vacation and someone knocked them over, restoring the original order would take about 10,000 hours, more than a year of nonstop work. The fundamental principle is that disordering something ordered is easy, while reordering something disordered requires significant time and effort. There's a natural tendency for ordered systems to become disordered, but disordered systems rarely order themselves without help. This raises an intriguing question about complex systems like traffic or financial markets that can spontaneously shift between order and disorder. How can these systems move between states autonomously when something simple like a pile of files cannot? The magic ingredient is feedback. Try balancing a ruler upright on your desk. Impossible. Now try balancing it on your open hand. This becomes possible only when you continuously move your hand to counteract the ruler's wobbling. Your eyes detect movements, your brain processes this information, and your hand responds accordingly. Similarly, reorganizing files requires someone to feed back the original prioritization information. In complex systems, feedback arises in various ways. It might be built into objects themselves, humans have memory affecting present decisions, or come from external sources, traffic reports for drivers. While often invisible at the individual level, this information feedback enables order to emerge in ways that appear spontaneous to outside observers. Though often mentioned together, complexity and chaos are distinct concepts. Complex systems move between different arrangements, creating pockets of order that appear and disappear, but this doesn't tell us when such transitions occur. This temporal dimension, the dynamics of the system, is what we need to examine. Even systematic processes can produce seemingly unpredictable outcomes through chaos. Using a complex mathematical rule to determine file placement across many shelves demonstrates this phenomenon. With certain parameter settings, the file locations appear completely random, despite following a deterministic rule. This is a strange attractor in chaos theory. Changing just one parameter produces entirely different behavior, where the file quickly moves to one position and stays there, a fixed point attractor. As parameters change, we observe a progression of behaviors: ordered fixed point attraction, stable middle position, periodic oscillation between two positions, then four positions, then 8, 16, and so on, until the period becomes effectively infinite, chaos. This period doubling route to chaos creates fractal patterns, structures with fractional dimensions containing infinite points and infinite gaps. Real-world complexity differs from simple mathematical chaos in three crucial ways. 1. Real systems contain collections of objects with complicated interactions featuring feedback and memory, not just a single rule. 2. Real systems shift between order and disorder autonomously without an external controller changing parameters. 3. Living objects don't follow single complicated mathematical rules throughout their existence. The most interesting systems exist in the middle ground between complete order and randomness. This just-right balance appears in music, from Bach to modern jazz, where the most compelling compositions occupy the space between rigid structure and complete disorder. Jazz exemplifies complexity with its spontaneous interactions and emergent improvisation without a conductor's invisible hand. Instead, solos build on memorized patterns interwoven with original ideas against chord sequences. Many natural phenomena are fractals in either space or time, including our heartbeats. The healthier the heart, the more fractal-like its pattern, allowing adaptation to various situations. Similarly, city skylines and mountain ranges exhibit fractal patterns in space, reflecting the persistence or correlation between neighboring elements. Complex systems occupy the middle ground between order and disorder, with feedback as their magic ingredient. While memory represents feedback from the past, complex systems contain multiple objects, each giving and receiving various forms of feedback. Unlike inanimate objects, collections of living things, from cells to humans, can self-organize because each individual can make decisions, take actions, and remember past experiences. Though humans are individually complicated, our differences may cancel out in large groups, allowing for realistic computer simulations of human systems using simplified software people. This explains why phenomena like traffic jams and market crashes look similar across different cultures and locations. The emergent properties have universal characteristics despite individual differences. The Friday night bar scenario perfectly illustrates complexity in action. You want to attend a bar with great music, but only if you can get a seat. With limited seating, comfort limit L equals 60, and many potential attendees, N equals 100, you face a genuine dilemma. Should you make the effort to go, risking an uncomfortable, overcrowded experience, or stay home and potentially miss a great night out? This represents the archetypal complexity problem, individuals competing for limited resources, where the correct decision depends entirely on what everyone else decides. If everyone goes, staying home was right. If everyone stays home, going was right. This scenario breaks traditional economic theory's rational expectations model, since there's no single correct expectational model. If everyone made the same decision, it would automatically be wrong. Rather than converging toward random behavior, populations in competitive systems like the bar problem spontaneously segregate into two opposing groups: a crowd with strategies believing history repeats itself, and an anti-crowd believing the opposite will happen. This polarization occurs because people with extreme strategies tend to lose less often than those with intermediate values. This crowd-anti-crowd phenomenon has profound implications. The opposing group's actions tend to cancel each other out, creating a self-organizing system that minimizes harmful fluctuations without requiring communication between participants. In financial markets, this balancing of buyers and sellers stabilizes prices. Remarkably, this emergent control mechanism works regardless of the accuracy of the public information. What matters is that everyone receives the same information, creating an effective, invisible hand without central control. While previous chapters showed how competing individuals self-organize into crowds without central control, networks explore how direct connections between individuals form structured relationships. Unlike financial markets, where participants don't know each other, humans are social creatures who form alliances and coalitions, creating networks of interaction. These connections matter tremendously, especially when tracking how information, rumors, or viruses spread. The timing of connections is crucial. If person B meets infected person C before meeting you, you're at risk, but if after, you're safe. Networks consist of nodes, like people, connected by links, representing interactions between objects. Complex systems produce various network structures, with some featuring abnormal concentrations of connections at certain nodes, like airline hubs at Newark or Houston. A key phenomenon is the small world effect, where despite living in clustered communities, the shortest path between any two people remains remarkably short. Stanley Milgram's famous 1967 experiment demonstrated this by having people in Nebraska and Kansas forward letters to a Boston stockbroker through personal connections. The letters typically arrived after just 6 forwarding steps, the origin of 6 degrees of separation. Networks operate at every scale in nature, from the quantum level of photosynthesis networks within leaves to forest-spanning fungi networks that distribute nutrients like a natural wood-wide web. What's remarkable about biological networks is their ability to reconfigure themselves in response to changing conditions. The food transport network affects the structural network and vice versa. Imagine if our road networks could rearrange themselves according to traffic flows. Scientists like Mark Fricker at Oxford are studying these self-organizing biological networks by tagging food particles in fungi to emit light, revealing how nutrients flow without any centralized manager. understanding how biological systems handle network congestion and nutrient distribution could help us design better human networks and treat medical conditions like cancer tumors or brain nutrient supply disruptions. Financial markets represent perfect examples of complex systems, constantly changing in unpredictable ways while generating enormous amounts of data. The challenge of predicting market movements is both daunting and potentially lucrative, especially as pension values diminish and more people need to understand market dynamics. The ability to predict financial market movements would be invaluable, more consequential than forecasting weather or traffic patterns. Markets are fundamentally different from other prediction problems because they involve feedback loops. Traders make decisions based on price movements, which then create new price movements, which influence future decisions. The standard financial model treats markets as a random walk, like a drunkard's walk, where price movements follow T-0.5 patterns, essentially assuming each price change is determined by a coin flip. But this fundamentally misrepresents markets as complex systems. Research confirms real markets have values of parameter A significantly different from 0.5, and remarkably, these deviations are similar across global markets regardless of location, size, or rules. Financial markets follow more persistent patterns than random walks, with most stock markets showing A values around 0.7 rather than the random walk's 0.5. This persistence reflects the market's feedback mechanisms. Remarkably, markets worldwide show similar pattern values despite different locations, sizes, and rules. What they share is their fundamental nature, collections of decision-making traders responding to past price information. The bar attendance problem from earlier chapters can be adapted into a realistic financial market model that reproduces actual market behavior. The comfort limit L can represent various financial variables, either endogenous, like average market index, or exogenous, like daily news sentiment. While additional complexities could be added, finite money, different trading frequencies, these tend to cancel out, with the model still producing price series with similar characteristics to real markets. Financial crashes represent important emergent phenomena that our models can reproduce with one simple modification. Traders only enter the market when their strategies have been sufficiently successful in recent predictions. This realistic addition allows traders to move in and out of the market in groups, creating periods of high liquidity, many trades, and illiquidity, few trades. The predictability of financial markets fluctuates between periods of order and disorder. When information feedback reinforces current price trends, corridors of prediction narrow and show definite direction, making markets more predictable. When feedback works against trends, markets enter moments of uncertainty, resulting in wide corridors without clear direction. Traffic represents a perfect example of human complexity in action, decision-making agents competing for limited resources. The which route dilemma showcases this complexity, as drivers must choose paths without knowing others' decisions. Three key traffic dilemmas emerge. 1. Choosing whether to take a particular road with a comfort limit L. 2. Choosing between two nominally identical routes where winning means selecting the less crowded option. And 3. Deciding between going through a congested center or taking a longer route around the outside. When designing road networks, we face a fundamental trade-off. Build more direct routes through the center, risking congestion, or create decentralized pathways, potentially making journeys longer. Tim Jarrett and Doug Ashton's mathematical theory proves there's an optimal number of spoke roads that minimizes average journey time, regardless of budget. Multiple ring and hub structures appear everywhere, from Houston's road system to corporate hierarchies. By embedding one network inside another, researchers can transform any multi-ring system into a single ring and hub problem, allowing calculation of optimal information flow paths across organizational layers. Beyond transportation, complexity science offers insights into relationship formation. Finding the perfect partner is complicated for several key reasons. They must exist in your lifetime, you must actually meet them, you might not be their perfect match, and you're competing with everyone else who's searching. These obstacles make relationship seeking a perfect example of a complex system. Modern warfare exemplifies complexity in human systems. While historical wars featured relatively symmetric confrontations between two similar armies with comparable technology, contemporary conflicts involve multiple parties with asymmetric capabilities. These multi-sided conflicts create frustrating dynamics where alliances constantly shift. The evolution resembles an ecological system with coexisting species whose interactions remain unpredictable. Lewis Fry Richardson discovered that war casualties follow a power law distribution rather than a normal bell curve. This mathematical law of war reveals that while small conflicts are most common, extremely deadly wars will inevitably occur, though rarely. This pattern emerges because wars are complex systems, collections of decision-making agents competing for limited resources without central control, just like markets and traffic. Cancer kills by spreading, first engulfing its host organ, then potentially creating secondary tumors throughout the body. It exemplifies complexity at all levels, from the microscopic genetic processes that initiate it to how it tricks the body into supplying nutrients for its growth. The feedback loop between tumor growth and vasculature, blood vessel network, creates complex dynamics. Researchers are developing models that combine these complex elements to determine how to stop tumor growth, suggesting that restricting nutrient supply by manipulating the vasculature network could effectively starve tumors. Quantum physics reveals its most profound complexity when we examine interactions between quantum particles. Unlike ordinary objects, quantum particles exist in a superposition of states simultaneously until measured. When one entangled particle is measured and found to be in a particular state, the other instantaneously adopts a complementary state, regardless of distance between them. This phenomenon, known as quantum entanglement, operates at speeds seemingly faster than light, challenging our fundamental understanding of causality and space-time relationships. This spooky action at a distance, as Einstein famously termed it, troubled him deeply because it appeared to violate his special theory of relativity. The entanglement of quantum particles creates a connection where information seems to travel instantaneously across any distance, from nanometers to light years. Many scientists now believe entanglement may be even more fundamental than the particles themselves, as it carries information about what groups of particles can do. Recent experiments have demonstrated entanglement between thousands of atoms, suggesting quantum effects may operate at larger scales than previously thought. Quantum physics isn't just abstract theory, it's fundamental to life itself. Plants and bacteria use quantum mechanics during photosynthesis, where light quanta transfer energy into leaves with remarkable precision. The resulting energy packets, excitons, can exist in entangled states, potentially explaining photosynthesis's remarkable efficiency of up to 95% in optimal conditions. Alexandra Olaya Castro's groundbreaking research suggests this entanglement serves dual purposes, increasing photosynthetic efficiency while preventing energy overload, essentially quantum crowd control. Her team has identified specific protein complexes that maintain quantum coherence for surprisingly long periods at room temperature. Even more controversially, some researchers, led by Roger Penrose and Stuart Hameroff, proposed that brain microtubules, hollow tube-like structures providing cellular scaffolding, might exploit quantum entanglement for brain function and consciousness. They suggest these structures could function like quantum computers, processing information through entangled states despite the chaotic cellular environment. While this hypothesis remains debated, recent evidence shows quantum effects persisting in biological systems longer than previously thought possible. Quantum mechanics offers surprising applications in game theory and computing, particularly in cryptography and optimization problems. Quantum devices present a unique manufacturing challenge. They must preserve quantum entanglement without interference from the environment, yet producing perfect nanoscale components is nearly impossible. rather than discarding imperfect devices, researchers have demonstrated mathematically that combining defective components can create essentially perfect systems through quantum error correction. This crowd of errors approach offers an efficient, ecological solution to manufacturing waste, potentially reducing production costs by up to 40%. Recent experiments at Google and IBM have shown how multiple imperfect qubits can work together to achieve reliable quantum computation, marking a significant breakthrough in practical quantum computing. The implications of quantum complexity extend beyond physics into fields like biology, neuroscience, and information theory, suggesting we've only begun to understand its full potential in both natural systems and technological applications. Current research indicates that quantum effects might play crucial roles in everything from bird navigation to human cognition, opening new frontiers in our understanding of life itself. Despite limitations in current approaches, complexity science has a bright future. Research is increasingly focusing on combining multi-agent populations with networks, studying how decision-making within populations builds and manipulates networks, which then feed back onto decisions themselves. This dynamic interplay is visible in phenomena ranging from social media influence patterns to ecosystem adaptations, and from neural networks to global trade relationships. The field is expanding rapidly, with conferences and workshops exploring competition and cooperation in groups of decision-making agents. These gatherings bring together experts from diverse fields, including physics, biology, economics, and social sciences, fostering cross-disciplinary insights. For example, methods originally developed to study ant colony behavior are now being applied to optimize supply chain logistics and artificial intelligence algorithms. Many professionals already deal with complexity daily without realizing it. Urban planners use complexity principles to design more resilient cities. Epidemiologists model disease spread using network theory, and financial analysts employ chaos theory to understand market dynamics. Fields like medicine, sociology, economics, and genetics are increasingly adopting complexity-based approaches, systems biology, systems medicine, leading to breakthroughs in personalized medicine and genetic research. The integration of big data and machine learning with complexity science is opening new frontiers. Researchers can now analyze vast data sets to identify emergent patterns in everything from climate systems to consumer behavior. This has led to practical applications like improved weather forecasting, better traffic management systems, and more accurate economic predictions. Complexity isn't just important for understanding traffic jams or market crashes, it lies at the heart of the universe itself, making it truly the science of all sciences. From quantum entanglement to galaxy formation, from cellular development to consciousness, complex systems are fundamental to existence. As computing power increases and new mathematical tools emerge, our ability to model and understand these systems grows exponentially. As we continue to unravel its mysteries, we gain not just theoretical understanding, but practical tools to address some of humanity's most pressing challenges. Complexity science is helping develop more effective strategies for disease treatment, conflict resolution, financial stability, and environmental sustainability. It's providing insights into climate change mitigation, sustainable urban development, and ecosystem management. The future of science may well be complex, but that complexity promises to reveal profound simplicities underlying our seemingly chaotic world, offering solutions to some of our most intractable problems.